I want the folks there on the Gulf Coast to know that the federal government is prepared to help you when the storm passes.
What I saw today is equivalent to what I saw flying over the tsunami in Indonesia. There are places that are no longer there.
The magnitude of the situation is untenable. It's just heartbreaking.
We are dealing with one of the worst natural disasters in our nation's history. The people in the affected regions expect the federal government to work with the state government and local government with an effective response. I have directed Secretary of Homeland Security Mike Chertoff to chair a cabinet-level task force to coordinate all our assistance from Washington. FEMA Director Mike Brown is in charge of all federal response and recovery efforts in the field. I've instructed them to work closely with state and local officials, as well as with the private sector, to ensure that we're helping, not hindering, recovery efforts.
I'm satisfied that we have not only enough, but more than enough forces there and on the way.
We will comfort the victims of Katrina. We will comfort the victims of Katrina. We will comfort the victims of Katrina.
It's been like 5 days.
How is a three-week old infant going to be able to survive out here with no milk, no water?
I mean, a bed necessity.
When we get mad, it is wrong. We have no water. You could have dropped it from the sky from the helicopter.
We will comfort the victims of Katrina. We will comfort the victims of Katrina. We will comfort the victims of Katrina.
I don't know whether it's the governor's problem. I don't know whether it's the president's problem. But somebody needs to get that on the plane and sit down, the two of them, and figure this out right now. Don't tell me 40,000 people are coming here. They're not here. It's too doggone late. Now get on your and let's do something. And let's fix the biggest crisis in the history of this country.
The buses are passing us up. No one is doing anything. No one knows anything.
We just need some help out here. It is so pitiful. Pitiful and shame that all these people out of here, they have over 3,000 people out of here with no home, no shelter. What are they going to do? What are we going to do? Take a look at all of this. Now, what this is going to do if the hurricane comes again? All of us going to be flooded. We don't have nowhere to go. Nothing to eat. My grandmother is a diabetic. She's 76 years old. She out of her infant. What she going to do? She don't know if she's going to live or die. We all don't know what we're going to do. So we just need some help and support.
We will comfort the victims of Katrina. We will comfort the victims of Katrina. We will comfort the victims of Katrina.
Bush is not sending these people to help us like he's saying.
We will not allow bureaucracy to get in the way of saving lives.
They were told, like me, every single day, the cavalry's coming. On a federal level, the cavalry's coming. The cavalry's coming. The cavalry's coming. I have just begun to hear the hoofs of the cavalry. The cavalry's still not here yet, but I've begun to hear the hoofs, and we're almost a week out. Let me give you just three quick examples. We had Walmart deliver three trucks of water, trailer trucks of water. FEMA turned them back. They said we didn't need them. This was a week ago. FEMA, we had 1,000 gallons of diesel fuel on a Coast Guard vessel docked in my parish. The Coast Guard said, come get the fuel right away. When we got there with our trucks, they got a word. FEMA says, don't give you the fuel. Yesterday, FEMA comes in and cuts all of our emergency communication lines. They cut them without notice. Our sheriff, Harry Lee, goes back in, he reconnects the line, he posts armed guards on our line and says, no one's getting near these lines. Sheriff Harry Lee said that if America, American government would have responded like Walmart has responded, we wouldn't be in this crisis. But I want to thank Governor Blanco for all she's done and all the leadership. She sent in the National Guard. I just repaired a breach on my side of the 17th Street Canal that the secretary didn't foresee, a 300-foot breach. I just completed it yesterday with convoys of National Guard and local parish workers and levee board people. It took us 2.5 days working 24/7. I just closed it. I'm telling you, most importantly, I want to thank my public employees that have worked 24/7, that burn out, the doctors, the nurses. And I want to give you one last story, and I'll shut up and let you tell me whatever you want to tell me. The guy who runs this building I'm in, emergency management, he's responsible for everything. His mother was trapped in St. Bernard Nursing Home. And every day she called him and said, are you coming, son? Is somebody coming? And she said, yeah, mama, somebody's coming to get you. Somebody's coming to get you on Tuesday. Somebody's coming to get you on Wednesday. Somebody's coming to get you on Thursday. Somebody's coming to get you on Friday. And she drowned it Friday night. She drowned it Friday night. Nobody's coming to get us. Nobody's coming to get us. The secretary's promised. Everybody's promised. They've had press conferences. I'm sick of the press conferences. For God's sakes, shut up and send us somebody.
We will not allow bureaucracy to get in the way of saving lives. We will not allow bureaucracy to get in the way of saving lives. We will not allow bureaucracy to get in the way of saving lives.
We have been abandoned by our own country. Hurricane Katrina will go down in history as one of the worst storms ever to hit an American coast. But the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina will go down as one of the worst abandonments of Americans on American soil ever in U.S. history. I am personally asking our bipartisan congressional delegation here in Louisiana to immediately begin congressional hearings to find out just what happened here. Why did it happen? Who needs to be fired? And believe me, they need to be fired right away, because we still have weeks to go in this tragedy. We have months to go. We have years to go. And whoever's at the top of this totem pole, that totem pole needs to be chainsawed off, and we've got to start with some new leadership. It's not just Katrina that caused all these deaths in New Orleans here. Bureaucracy has committed murder here in the greater New Orleans area, and bureaucracy has to stand trial before Congress now. It's so obvious. FEMA needs more congressional funding. It needs more presidential support. It needs to be a cabinet-level director. It needs to be an independent agency that will be able to fulfill its mission to work in partnership with state and local governments around America. FEMA needs to be empowered to do the things that was created to do. It needs to come somewhere like New Orleans with all of its force immediately, without red tape, without bureaucracy, act immediately with common sense and leadership, and save lives. Forget about the property. We can rebuild the property. It's got to be able to come in and save lives. We need strong leadership at the top of America right now in order to accomplish this, into reconstructing FEMA.
What I intend to do is lead an investigation to find out what went right and what went wrong. And I'll tell you why. It's very important for us to understand the relationship between the federal government, the state government, the local government when it comes to a major catastrophe. And the reason it's important is that we still live in an unsettled world. We want to make sure that we can respond properly if there's a WMD attack or another major storm.